All right, welcome to the second episode of the JurassicWorld.org podcast. My name's Jack. I'm joined here with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in my bed and drinking coffee. We covered this before we started recording, but yeah. It's a great morning.
It is. It is. I am slightly hungover, but I feel all right. We're good. Perfect day for a JurassicWorld.org podcast.
Special edition today, also. Very special edition.
It is, yeah. We will be discussing a number of things. Before we go into them, it's worth just briefly going over the news of the past week, which has been quite a good week. Mike Giacchino.
Yeah. Wow. We all expected that one. But needless to say, I think we're all pretty excited. Now, John Williams would have been awesome, but Michael's a great composer, and I'm really excited to see what he does.
Definitely. No, exactly the same. I mean, thing is, everyone wants John Williams, and yeah, I'd love John Williams, but the next best is Mike Giacchino, and he's worked in the franchise before. He did Lost. He did Super 8. His stuff is so Spielberg, but it works perfectly for the franchise, and I think he's the perfect person to take on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though a lot of people didn't like the movie, even his soundtrack for John Carter of Mars was really good. It had kind of a John Williams, Star Wars type of feel to it. So
yeah.
I think that I'm really excited to see what he does. I really loved his music. The Lost, Super 8, Star Trek. I really loved what he did with Star Trek. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see what he does with Jurassic Park, and I imagine he'll do a good job making sure those original themes come through and pack a lot of punch, yet still have their own fun feeling.
No, it's really exciting, actually. I mean, that was great news to stumble upon, really. I mean, it really is the next best thing.
I know, and hey, what do you know? Universal actually put out an official press release for that one. They normally don't do that. Like, I couldn't believe it when I saw, like, quotes from Colin Trevorrow about it and everything. I'm like, oh, they remembered to announce this one. I'm like,
yeah.
Unlike their actors, they forgot about that part.
Yeah, weird that we haven't heard anything official yet. But
like, they've talked about, like, the actors now, like, it's common knowledge. So, and it's like, basically, they're using the trades as, like, rumor mills, but they're basically using them as announcement mills. Like, I'm pretty sure when the trades get tipped who's been offered a role, it's coming from the studio themselves. Like, they want it to go out there without the press releases. It seems like they've got to follow it up with an actual press release.
That's true. Okay, the other bit of news is the Isla Nublar ferry. Real Tours Hawaii and Josh Fitch managed to get pictures of, I believe. It's cool. It's a big ferry.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got like kind of like a upscale, not like super modern. I mean, not that it looks dated, but it doesn't look super modern either.
No, it certainly doesn't look new.
No,
it surprised me.
You see the up-close pictures, paint is chipping off of it, but I'm wondering if literally they weren't allowed to repaint the yacht ferry or whatever it is for whatever reason, and in the movie it'll look a little bit more pristine.
Maybe. It does seem a bit weird, yeah, the paint chips under the logo and stuff. It seems like, I don't know. But I guess the park has been operating for, I guess, a number of years, maybe?
Didn't they say, like, a small handful of years in when the first news of the new park broke? Didn't they say it was, like, has been running successfully for, like, 2 or 3 years?
Something like that, yeah. Which would make sense. I mean, I guess they are going for that.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Disney World, not every vehicle and ride has perfect paint job. Some of them definitely have some wear and tear. And with a boat, it's to be expected. I really like that shot where you saw the Isla Nublar ferry way out there in the ocean. You saw the helicopter above it filming. That was just such a cool picture.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'm excited.
I really am. The other thing we should mention is the animatronics in Hawaii and the Bryce Dallas Howard accident, which is obviously now
not true.
Fake. So we apologize for reporting that, but obviously it sounded. Well, I mean, it was possible that it was legit. And
I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a case of they lost power on the set and, like, Bryce Dallas Howard was acting and somehow, like, the rumor mill snowballed and got out of control or something like that, and then just a kind of, like, a tabloid type of news source said, oh, what if we spin the story and say she was being eaten by a dinosaur? You know what I mean? Like, you know, just do something stupid with it because it's a dinosaur movie. I mean, there might be some truth, like, you know, there might have been a power outage and she might have got stuck in a car or something like that. But, you know, I don't think, thankfully, because I did not want to know that. So I'm glad that one's not true.
Yeah, there was a proper spoiler. That, I mean, the thing is, we always check the websites where the news comes from. Usually we don't get sites like Showbiz Spy. Usually we don't post the stuff from them because it does sound legit. Like, the same thing happened when apparently Steven Spielberg came into the office and threw the script down and said it's crap or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was from a terrible site. That
can we talk about that real quick? Because I think I know. Because we heard that from a few different people who are working on the movie, and I'm pretty sure I know why. You have to consider, okay, so, you know, set workers and everything, they're talking about it, and I want to say quote for quote, it was something really stupid, like one of the asshole producers basically threw a fit, decided they didn't like the movie at the last minute, and lost all of our jobs. So, why would that rumor start? Well, it's because they lost their jobs. The guy had a temper, like whoever lost his job, and basically didn't agree with Spielberg's call to delay the movie, to better the movie. So they threw it in like, oh, he was just throwing a hissy fit and tried to cancel the movie. Obviously, that wasn't true. So it's like you can kind of see where maybe like the origin of the rumor comes from. Like, oh, okay, Steven said, hey, you know what? We're rushing this. We don't have enough time to make this movie the way it should be. Let's delay it for a year. The executives were like, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. The crew who were losing their jobs, some of them probably appreciated it was a good idea, but some of them were probably upset because they just lost their jobs, and that's why some of the negative rumors started, because they were basically all fresh out of a job and angry.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, it's just the way that they like to spin stories, and it's the same with this. Like, you're probably right, there probably was some form of accident or power concept. I mean, I'd heard that the reason we posted it was because even though it was from one of those dodgy websites, I'd heard that on Hawaiian local radio, it had been reported that there was an accident on set, so it just began to sound a bit more legitimate. And obviously, we want to bring everyone the news as quickly as we can, so we just took a stab at it and posted it. And it does say that, I mean, the bottom paragraph in our article says it's probably not true, to be honest. And the fact that we've reached out to the producers to say if it's bullshit, and they did.
Yeah, exactly. So
it was a funny one, though.
Like, I mean, if something like that happened, it would be terrifying. I definitely don't want to know about it until after the movie.
Hmm. Maybe it did happen, and
I don't think they would touch it, but once again, I really don't see someone getting stuck in the jaws of a dinosaur. Like, the idea of an actual actor and not like a stunt actor getting stuck in the jaws of a dinosaur, I just, that doesn't sound right. Plus, why would they have animatronics in Hawaii? Like, the only animatronic they ever brought to Hawaii was the Six Triceratops. Beyond that, all the other animatronics were shot mainland. So, I would imagine it's going to be the same, you know, any animatronic you'll see will probably happen in the sound stages in Louisiana. Yeah. Or maybe in Six Flags in Louisiana, because they basically turned that area into one controlled sound stage type of set, even though some of it is outdoors. They basically turned that into one controlled studio set.
I can't wait to see what they shoot at New Orleans. I'm excited for that. It's so different to what's happening in Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be interesting. I imagine. Well, we'll get into that in a few.
Yeah. The last bit of thing I just want to bring up is Irfan Khan discussed his filming, saying he's left Hawaii now and he hasn't actually filmed anything with Chris Pratt, which is interesting. So I imagine, I don't know, I guess his character's very like John Hammond. He stays inside the park, I would imagine.
Yeah, inside the park. I mean, we do know that he was flying a helicopter. We knew that he flew a helicopter down to the dinosaur enclosure, the paddock set, that you know, that there's very few pictures of online, nothing really close to the paddock set. But we do know that he flew a helicopter to that scene, because when we saw the stunt double helicopter, it was at the paddock set of the new dinosaur. That paddock is for the new dinosaur, and that paddock is where the picture of Bryce Dallas Howard was.
Yeah.
The official picture of Bryce Dallas Howard. So people have rightfully assumed that he probably associated with her character, and maybe other characters. But yeah. I agree that he'll mostly be indoors, and he eventually flies a helicopter to the new dinosaur paddock.
Producer Thomas Tull from Legendary further confirmed that they've been talking sequels, which is interesting. I mean, you can't reboot Jurassic Park and only expect to do one film. Is no, people complain about sequels, but it is Jurassic World's a sequel, and there's bound to be more if it's successful. So it's the kind of film where, I don't know, for me, like, I really dislike it when Hollywood just goes on about sequels and reboots and everything. But with Jurassic Park, it's just, it is a franchise.
It's a franchise.
It's dinosaurs on an island, man. You have to have sequels. It just calls for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Universal's biggest franchise, actually.
Yeah.
And out of all honesty, it's the only good series of movies with dinosaurs in it. So everyone loves a dinosaur, so there's really no reason why they shouldn't go for a sequel, especially because there are a lot of stories to be told. And as long as they're smart about it and set up sequels in a smart manner, then we should be good to go. I'm excited. I bet you when writing this movie, they were more careful to craft a interesting arc for future sequels.
Yeah, no doubt. I doubt that Colin wrote it thinking, right, how are we going to lead this into the second one?
But yeah, I don't think it's going to be a cliffhanger or anything like that, but I think it'll lead towards sequels better than the first and second film did, and the third film did.
A bit more thought out. I mean, obviously, as much as I love Lost World, and then obviously Lost World and Jurassic Park 3 weren't the sequels they should have been, really. So I guess Universal and Spielberg are looking on this as, we have to get it right if we're going to do sequels. So that, yeah, they probably just, you know, really plan that ahead. The other bit, the final bit of news really, is the casting that they're doing in Louisiana. They've put out another casting call for Ebb Tide, looking for military people, which is really interesting to note. There's obviously a very strong military presence in the film.
Yeah, is there a strong military presence, or are they casting a lot of the park employees, like maybe our clone army of Muldoons? Are they casting the military type for, like, our clone army of Muldoons? As we saw in the pictures, like, we did see, like, a lot of the employees look like Muldoon.
Yeah, but and we also saw a picture of some military people in the forest, did we not?
We did, and I have no doubt, judging by the vehicles that we've seen, the fact that a lot of the vehicles is kind of have a, they're unmarked. Sort of military looking. I imagine that Jurassic World's, like, heavy duty security is probably privatized. And I think that's why we're going to see military types. Like, I'm not sure if we're going to see military, but what we might see is, like, a private sect acting as Isla Nublar's security.
Security, yeah. No, that sounds about right. I mean, they're obviously rebuilt a park that didn't work the first time, so they're no doubt going to have more than one Robert Muldoon.
Exactly.
And a lot of vehicles, so I mean, we'll see on opening night, I guess. We'll see in the trailer, we'll figure that one out.
Yeah, probably. I have no doubt that we'll figure it out one way or another. And I wouldn't doubt, I mean, if you had something like Disney World with dinosaurs on an island, and you suddenly hear that Disney World's dinosaurs with an island, dinosaurs broke out, I have no doubt that the military would respond and try to help with an emergency evacuation.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that also happens.
Well, the thing is, Jurassic World, in the universe that we're going to see, clearly the world knows about this place, right? So you've got dinosaurs contained on an island. The governments would just not allow it if there wasn't some form of amazing security. I mean, I imagine.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let the public go unless it was heavily guarded. So that's probably...
And unless there was big money to be made. And of course there's going to be big money to be made.
Yeah, that's true.
You really did have an island full of dinosaurs and attractions. There would be a lot of money to be made.
Yeah, no coupon days in this park, you know.
Yeah, I get the feeling this park is a little less humble than John Hammond's original vision.
Yeah, I think so. And that's what's going to be interesting about it. The last thing I want to mention before we move on to what we want to talk about is the gate that Realtors and Josh Fitch found in the middle, on the ranch in Hawaii. They found an original Jurassic Park gate.
Now, when you say gate, you should specify it's not like the big wooden gates. It's more of like one of those, the electrified fences. Is it one of the pushing areas where you can push the electric fence open?
Yeah, it like looks where they like the one when they first get to the island, they get off the helicopter. Uh-huh. It looks like that one. You know, they close it and...
It's covered in ivy and greens, and it's very rusted. It looks long and forgotten, definitely not operational.
Yeah, which is great, because it seems like we're either going to get, well, we're going to see it, Origins of the Original Park, or we're going to see, I don't know, flashbacks through the 90s after the park was abandoned or something, which...
I think we're going to see our characters stumble upon the ruins of Jurassic Park after they probably wind off the beaten trail of the park when things go bad and they end up in the middle of nowhere in the park. I imagine we're going to see little remnants of the original park.
Yeah.
Where it just wasn't cost-effective to remove it.
Yeah,
and because
it's in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah, and I do have a theory about that, but I'm not sure if we do want to talk about it. But I think I know what area of Isla Nublar the remains could be in.
Go on, just summarize.
There's a part of Isla Nublar that there may be a perimeter fence blocking off the top half of the island, with everything centralized on the bottom half of the island, sort of. Maybe bottom three-fourths and the top one-fourth of the island seems to be blocked off for the most part. I imagine the ruins might be up there.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
And if you think that we don't want to talk about that, then we don't have to. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I have that all.
It seems like that kind of place wouldn't be in use on the Earth.
Yeah.
It's not like it's in use, so that's probably where they just aren't having anything.
And then you've got a big old, what looks like a barrier, blocking off that area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get the feeling that area looks a little bit more wild and unclaimed, and probably where you might see the ruins of something else, or, you know, around.
I think you're right. I mean, we'll find out. I think it's also... I'm just flicking on Realtor's page now. It's worth noting the, you know, that big Mercedes truck that we've seen, not the six wheel one, the one that's like a big van.
The van itself.
Yeah, yeah. That there's a picture of that that's in a construction. What was it called? Like a paint shop kind of thing, and it's got the Jurassic World text on the top of it.
Oh yeah,
the logo on the bonnet. I think it's fake.
I don't think so, because I personally told the guy to take down the picture off of Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have posted this, and almost immediately he deleted it, never commented on it, and kind of disappeared off of Twitter.
Really? I didn't know that, Chris. You didn't tell me that.
Well, I was at work. I forget to mention these little things sometimes.
But have you seen, but it doesn't look real, man. I mean, like, if you go right up close to...
I know.
It doesn't look like it's actually there. It looks fake.
I know. I think it's just because it's contrasting so strongly that it looks kind of fake.
It looks ugly, man. I don't like that. I don't know why. I don't think it looks good.
The van itself is a very jarring, ugly silver. It just kind of, like... It's a premium-looking van, but it's not necessarily a nice-looking van.
Dude, I'm calling that. That's photoshopped. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the picture, and that's definitely... Even if he did take it down, like, it's definitely photoshopped. The angles are wrong. The perspective on the text is wrong. And the thing on the bonnet, it's...
Yeah, I do see what you mean. Like, it has a weird look where it looks like it's photoshopped. I just think it might be because it's the only thing... Because... There's nothing else really bright blue in the room. I don't know. I'm going to say it's real. Although, it is weird because haven't we seen that van before?
The van is on Hawaii.
But without any decals, right?
It's got the... Hang on. Go through the pictures. It's got... The thing that it doesn't have, the one in the shop, it doesn't have the guards along the side, like the bars.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Well, for what it's worth, this picture allegedly comes from New Orleans, and this guy does work at a car shop.
Yeah, that's true. I did hear that.
Like, his Twitter did say, like, I forget the name of the place, but his Twitter had the name of the car decal shop that he works at in New Orleans. So, it fits. You've got the little blue shavings on the ground, which are definitely real. You can see them down by his feet. I mean, there's no doubt those are real. There are a few things about this image that look sort of fake, but I'm looking at just things that have absolutely nothing to do with the van itself, and there's weird compression lines everywhere. The picture is crazy compressed.
That's what I was going to say. Have you got the original? Because I'd love to take a look, because the one on Facebook is obviously even more compressed.
honestly, like, the original's not going to do you any better because, like, silly things like the desk practically look photoshopped. If you look at the, everything's kind of got, like, a little bit of a distortion halo around its outline, giving it that, like, Photoshop look while it really isn't Photoshop. Yeah, I think the reason why the logos look so Photoshopped is because they're self-shaded, and they're also decaled on and stuck on, so you see that they're kind of separate from the van itself, plus they've got shading to make themselves even look more separate, so you literally have, like, it falsely popping out towards you. I'm going to go with real on this one. I don't know.
That's fine, man. I'm saying fake, because I'm looking at the van in Hawaii, and it's got metal bars on the side of it, covering the windows. It hasn't got a blue line. Because the blue line doesn't look fake in that picture, but it doesn't have that in Hawaii. The Mercedes Jeeps do, but the other two don't, and they're a different shade of silver.
Well, perhaps this is a shuttle van. Like, this is how the other van is for security, and this one's maybe for shuttling guests around if they need to shuttle guests around instead of using the monorail or something along those lines.
Yeah. I mean, can we just quickly chat about this, actually? I'm just looking at the vehicles now, right? That you've got that Mercedes Jeep that says 4 official, and then something's covered up, and then you've got 05 on the back of it or whatever number, and a blue line down the side. Is that a tour vehicle or not? We don't know, because we think the monorail is going to be the primary
tour vehicle. I think it's a vehicle that's going to be used in the public eye. That's why they have it, that's why it's decaled up. It might not, I don't know, I want to say it's like a security vehicle, like it's not going to be like the military type of vehicle. I think it's going to be something that's going to, you know, these, you might see these vehicles kind of cruising around doing different tasks. Might be like, you know, like what park staff uses to drive out into an enclosure and drop off a bale of hay for a Triceratops dude or something like that.
You know what? Ranger kind of thing. Maybe like the Wranglers were.
Yeah. That's what I think it's going to be used for. And of course, all these vehicles are probably equipped to, you know, transport guests should they need to. Or there might be like VIP tours as well, where like if you pay extra amount of money, you get a VIP tour off the monorail. You get a behind-the-scenes tour where you drive through
Brachiosauruses or something.
Yeah, exactly. So it might be something like that as well.
That's true. I'm looking at these vehicles, man. They're so cool. One of the things I was most looking forward to seeing was the vehicles. And I think they're not as cool as the original.
I think the fault doesn't go to the production. I think the fault probably goes to Mercedes, because I don't think Mercedes likes their vehicles to be heavily customized. So I don't think that Mercedes would have been okay with as much color on their vehichels.
Really? I mean, look at Lost World, though.
I know. But if you look at Lost World, those vehicles look like trash. Like, the paint jobs weren't very good. They look like the type of paint jobs I see when someone, like, spray paints their car.
Yeah, maybe. I did like them, though. I mean, I love these Jurassic World vehicles. They're clean, they're modern, and they're subtle with the paint jobs. I mean, they're not as iconic as the first film, but what do we know? Like, you know, we've seen nothing yet. We haven't seen it in the film, you know.
Yeah, no, I think they could have used maybe a little more. Like, I don't think they should have had, like, you know, blue stripes and everything. Like, not, like, tiger stripes like the Ford Explorer. No. But, like, it would have been nice to maybe see, like, a light shade of blue, and then, like, the blue line, and then maybe the silver, like, kind of separating, like, you know, two different colors on the vehicle, just maybe like something brighter and a little bit more colorful, popping and fun looking. But yeah, it still looks nice. I'm excited. And yeah, once again, we haven't seen it in the film, and there might be one or two vehicles we still haven't seen.
Yeah. And obviously if that picture is real, then this is a slightly modified version of the vehicle we'll see in New Orleans.
Yeah, and yeah, there might be variants, exactly. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, there's nothing else news-wise I really want to mention. Obviously, you can check our website for the latest news. But let's move into what we want to talk about, which is
Isla Nublar.
Isla Nublar, and what is on Isla Nublar. Okay, so we're about to talk about the layout of the park. So if you don't want to be spoiled in any way, turn off the podcast now. Or skip ahead, or anything like that. But yeah, we are gonna talk the layout of the park. Okay, so we've heard, obviously there was a lot of filming in Hawaii with hundreds of extras, and obviously extras are not allowed to talk, but they do like to hint and mention things. We've had a lot of stuff about what was in the Hawaii Convention Center and what was on the dock and that. And we heard a lot about a new map of the island, which obviously covered the whole island, gave you details about what dinosaurs were there. And we were sent that map. And we don't want to leak them because we don't want to ruin it for people because it would. When I first got them, I was so hesitant to open the pictures. Because I was like, well, here we go. This is the first like true leak that could ruin something for me. And I don't want to, and obviously I really don't want to piss off the producers because they've worked hard. They've obviously worked so hard on this. And then some guys on a website are just going to be like, oh, here's some of the stuff from the film. But I mean, what do you want to say about them, Chris? You know?
Well, I don't think this is incredibly spoilerific. I think it gives you a good idea of what the park is. Like, just the general concept, the general feel of the park. However, I mean, you can see it's vague. What we don't see is a list of, I mean, obviously there's nothing like Brachiosaurus listed on this. This isn't our list of dinosaurs. This is just, they have it separated into different sections. And different sections of the park have different names. So there are definitely more species of dinosaurs than what this offers. Otherwise, there's only like four species of dinosaurs.
Yeah, and
And
obviously
we know that there's more than just this.
because it does say on the thing park highlights. So it separates them into
And we should
regions
say,
almost.
it's not like a map. It's like a You Are Here board. So
Yeah.
it's got a legend. It's got a, you know, it's got a detailed picture. So we should just maybe jump in and talk about what looks like the central location of the park.
Okay. Hang on, I'm getting the wide shot. So you've got Jurassic World Lagoon is pretty much.
The central location. I mean, the
Yeah.
visitor center is to the north of the lagoon, and the hotel complex is to the south of the lagoon.
And you've got an aquarium. So the whole, obviously by now, if you've been following websites on Jurassic World and Realtors Hawaii, you know that there's obviously a monorail on the island, which is awesome. It was seen in the concept art, which I'm pretty sure everybody knows now. And that indeed runs around the park.
Yeah, it runs over the lagoon. It runs around the lagoon.
It
It's got a
goes
few
from the
different,
ferry.
yeah, from the ferry where you come into the park.
It runs all the way around, and except for that the northern part of the island, which is worth
Which
mentioning, is
seems to be
completely cut
separated.
off.
And it
Yeah.
seems to have like a maybe something that indicates a perimeter fence.
It does. Maybe that's where
The ruins.
the original park is being.
That's what I think, and who knows, maybe there are like dinosaurs out there still. I have no idea.
But it is quite a large section of the island. Almost a third of the island is, or maybe
Yeah.
just a bit less than a third, is blocked off from this section of the park, from the tourist section of the park, which is really interesting. There's a mountain there.
Sort of looks like a volcano.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to, in fact, yeah, it's about a third. It's going to be really interesting to see what goes on there. But Jurassic World Lagoon is the center of the island, and that's the center of the park. It's where the hotel's guests stay. It's where the tours begin, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's where the Mosasaur feeding show is. You know what? We should start by talking a little bit about the legend and so how they have things separated. Let me see. There's tourist regions, there's rides and attractions, and there's dino shows.
Yeah, so if you've read, again, everybody's probably read this, the Joblo leak a couple of months ago before the film started filming, they go into the fact that, what was it, a Mosasaur feeding show. It was, it, what does it eat,
He did a
a
great white, I
squirrel?
think.
Yeah, something. Seems like that is actually true.
Yeah.
And we tweeted that Mosasaur feeding show. Yeah, really, pteranodons are back.
Yeah, there's an aviary, and it's marked by on the map as the logo is a pteranodon.
There is just below that, Chris, it looks like river rapids, right?
I think that's the wave pool.
Is it wave pool? Is that what it's listed as?
Water park.
Dude, this film's going to be awesome. Cretaceous Cruise. That's what it says.
Oh, Cretaceous Cruise? Oh, okay. The water park.
Paddles, sorry, yeah.
Oh, the paddles, okay. Yeah, Cretaceous Cruise. So, and that's right by a river, I believe, right?
Mm, which is, might get that kind of river rapid thing from the novel, maybe.
Uh-huh, and that river does not intersect the lagoon. In fact, the lagoon looks very man-made. It looks like there's concrete surrounding the lagoon.
Mm.
So yeah. The Jurassic World Lagoon looks like a part of the island that did not exist before.
I imagine, yeah, SeaWorld, and where Shamu is kept, kind of
uh-huh.
A much bigger tank, kind of thing. There's a golf course. It's does that play a big part in the film? We don't know, but I would imagine something happens on a golf course, or else they just wouldn't bother.
We know they're filming in a golf course, and then what do you know? There's a golf course listed on here.
Yeah.
There's some weird things like listed as the egg spinner, I don't know if that's like going to be a hatchery, or if it's a ride. And then there's something called the gyrosphere.
Yeah, that's like, weird, isn't it?
It looks like someone's sitting on a seat. Maybe it's like the ride from the original Jurassic Park.
They would mention it. The first day of filming was described as a petting zoo type scene, and that is on the map. That is Gentle Giant Petting Zoo, so I imagine there's some good interaction with tourists. And
do you want to go down the list of the kind of dinosaur-related things, like just the sections?
Like dino shows.
The park highlights.
Yeah, so like, why not? If we're talking about this, why not?
I mean, we seem to be covering everything else, so there's our Triceratops territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to start off, you know, we can start off with Triceratops territory.
Yeah, hang on, I'm gonna try and find the picture again.
I know. It's difficult.
Okay, so Triceratops territory. T-Rex Kingdom. Mosasaur feeding show.
Galway Mammoth Valley. Cretaceous Cruise.
Yeah, Cretaceous Cruise.
The Pachyarena is indicated by a Pachycephalosaurus skull.
Yeah.
So it's not a Pachyrhinosaurus, as some people ask.
Innovation Center, which I imagine is like kind of like the visitor center in the first one, maybe. Well,
no, because we have a visitor center marked on the map. So
I guess it was in the visitor center in the first park where they get the tour and they see Dr. Wu, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So I guess this is like separate from that, but it's the same. It's a similar sort of thing.
Yeah. And then there's the Creation Lab.
Yeah. Underwater Observatory.
The Aviary.
The Egg Spinner. Which, the Egg Spinner just keeps reminding me of that kind of game you can play at Universal Studios.
That's what I'm like, is it a ride? Is it like a spinning ride or a game or something like that? Like, I'm not exactly sure.
Maybe the budget was tight and they just said to Isaac, can we take this and film it for the film? You know, I don't know. Bamboo Forest comes next.
Yeah, that one excites me. Bamboo Forest.
Raptors are we gonna Bamboo go? Forest. Ooh.
Oh, I know. It's going to be fun. The Gyrosphere, the golf course.
Botanical Gardens.
Gentle Giants Petting Zoo.
Water Park. And the final one.
The Gondola Lift.
Yeah, and if you're following the production of Jurassic World, most of these don't come as a surprise because you know where they've been filming, the golf course, they built what looks like... what do they call them? The Gondola Lift. What do they call those things?
Where are you going with this?
You're
talking about
what do they call them? The things that go up mountains.
Gondolas. I mean, what
do they actually
call
them? Gondolas, because that's not the same in the UK.
I know. It must be like a ski name. Lift. Like
ski
a ski lift.
Okay. Hang on, I gotta check. Gondola just does not sound. Okay, apparently a gondola is a traditional flat-bottomed Venetian rowing boat.
Definitely not a flat bottom Volusian rowing boat. It's it's kind of like an enclosed ski lift. Remember that station that they built, the set that some people assume might be part of the monorail station? I'm assuming that was actually the gondola.
Yeah, that's what I think. Ski lift type thing. For God's sake, what are they called? There's a name for them other than ski lift.
I it's It's escaping me right now.
Gondola what? Lift. No, you're right. Gondola lift. Also, cable car.
Yeah, cable car. Yeah, it's a... God, that was fucking simple.
That was dumb of us, man.
It's okay. It's early in the morning for me. You're just hungover.
I really don't want to be, you know, oh, look, here's loads of spoilers. If you've been following the production, a lot of this is common knowledge.
You know, and a lot of this you might not even go to in the movie. Like, I mean, they're going to try to make the park look as real as possible. So it's not like you're going to jump from location to location. You might be aware of the locations, do a flyby or something like that.
Maybe. It's a very cool... I mean, with everything they've got here, if they filmed... I can just imagine, because of the scale, the film would be so long. So I imagine... I don't know. It seems like they're going to... It's going to be a good film. It's going to be a good film.
So for the Packy... For the Packy Arena, people were like, oh, what are they doing, pitting dinosaurs against each other? I'm looking at the detailed shot. It's to the north of the, or it's right by the boardwalk east of the Isla Nublar Lagoon. It's right above it. It's listed, the little symbol's right there, and then it's got a green, like, kind of building that's on top of it, and it says amphitheater. So I believe Packy Arena is the name of an amphitheater.
Ooh.
And green, what did the legend say green is? Is that Dino Show? Yeah, it's a Dino Show. So Packy Arena is the name of an amphitheater where they have dinosaur shows.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It does look like that on the map. I'm a little close up now. Petting Zoo's near that, right next to that, actually.
Yeah.
It's also really, really interesting to mention the visitor center is obviously at the top of the lagoon, and that's right next to T-Rex Kingdom.
Yeah, and T-Rex Kingdom is purple, so it's either a ride or an attraction. In this case, it's probably an attraction.
Yeah.
I don't think a Tyrannosaurus Kingdom is going to be a ride.
Man, this whole thing looks so cool. I mean, I just... Yeah. But we've been
T-Rex Kingdom's kind of tiny. So...
Yeah, so there must be...
I don't think this is all exactly what we think it is. I think most of the dinosaurs are going to be out there along the monorail tracks, just kind of out there. Like, I think T-Rex Kingdom might be something completely different than what we're expecting.
Maybe. I mean, you're right. I mean, the map doesn't give any... It doesn't spoil it too much, but it's the kind of thing that it really is.
This map isn't a map that tells you... It's not like this is more of like the attractions map. It's not necessarily the animal map. So this is like, if you're in Disney World's Animal Kingdom and you wanted to see like all the regions and attractions. So like, you know, in Animal Kingdom, they have it broken down to different sections and areas of the park. But then within each of those sections, there's basically miniature zoos. This one doesn't give you the breakdown of the miniature zoos. This gives you the breakdown of, like, the attractions, rides, and regions.
Yeah, it splits the park up, really. I mean, in a very basic way. And
but, yeah, it breaks it down into regions.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, well, let's move on from this map, kind of, now.
Okay, just one more question. Where is the egg spinner? It's bothering me. I can't find it.
Oh, wait, let me have a look. Let me open this picture again. The egg spinner.
Oh, there's also dining. Childcare. There's childcare. And hey, there's recycling listed on the map. So
there is. Wow.
The more you know. where is the egg spinner, though? I don't even see it.
Oh, it's also really interesting. The gyrosphere thing is away from any of the other like kind of attractions. It's
right way on the top left.
Yeah, Triceratops section.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
It's just off the monorail track.
Is the egg spinner not listed, or is it just something that we're missing in the detailed shot of the Isla Nublar Lagoon?
I'm looking. I can't see it, man.
Neither can I.
I can see all the dining. I can see security area. Oh, man. Sighing. I just can't see the egg spinner.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't see it. Oh, well.
Okay. It might not be, like, it's something that exists, but you might need a separate map to find that one.
I feel really bad doing this. I don't know why, I just feel really bad.
No, I know. Same, I really do. I do just want to say that, and you can cut this if you want to, the name of the hotel on Isla Nublar will be a real existing known chain of hotels.
Mm.
And you can choose to actually use that or not.
But they really are promoting the whole Isla Nublar thing, aren't they? The ferry says Isla Nublar on the side. They're making a deal of it, which is cool.
And I think the reason why is it makes sense. If you build a park and it's successful, eventually you're going to have other locations. So whether or not there's actually other locations yet, they branded this as the Isla Nublar Jurassic World. Mm. So if they ever do branch out, that way it's not that confusing. You already know, oh, well, I'm just going to the, you know, Disney World, Disneyland, or... You know, Universal Studios Florida, Universal Studios Hollywood. So this is the Isla Nublar Jurassic World.
Mm. It is. Okay, so from this point on, we won't be spoiling anything.
The reason why we decided to do this now is because come Monday, so come tomorrow, Joe Blow is running a story about Jurassic World. From my understanding, like last year when they had the scoop about it being about an open and operational park, they once again have a story scoop going on. They're going to go into details about the dinosaurs, how they come into play. I'm going to assume how they become an issue in the movie. And I'm worried that they might even detail the new dinosaur and what makes it special.
Yeah, I mean, for those who do not like spoilers, obviously you won't be listening to this right now. But the Joe Blow thing is going to be, it's going to leak a lot about the movie, I believe. Like Chris just said, a lot about the story, the dinosaurs, that kind of thing, which is exciting. Yeah,
at least the dinosaur aspect of the story.
Yeah, yeah. So it's cool, but I'd love to, you know, it's interesting to see what they've got.
Yeah, like we did this to hype everyone up. This is very vague, in my opinion. We gave you sections and names of the park without actually seeing it in action. Like, it just basically what you now know. Is this is a park that feels very Disney World, very Animal Kingdom-esque, and I'd say the biggest spoiler is one that was already thrown at you is Mosasaur being the moving reptile.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I would say most of this is just kind of really cool looking names and areas of the park that gives you a good feel of it. But how it's all going to come to play, I mean, the other thing is we already knew there's a monorail, so beyond that, I think it's just going to be exciting to see how it all plays out. Oh, hey, look, the monorail does run through the visitor center. Not through the hotel, but through the... Well, maybe it does go through the hotel. But definitely goes through the visitor center.
Yeah, it goes through the visitor center, for sure. I guess we will find out. And Monday, tomorrow will be an interesting day. Yeah, so away from spoilers, we had an amazing response to our first podcast. So I just want to really thank you all for listening and... you know, giving us fair ratings. We've got over 2,000 views in 10 days, which is great. So thank you all for listening, and we're really glad that you liked the podcast.
Wait, how many views and how long?
It's 2,261 views.
And then, do we know what our what we managed through other formats that we have available now?
Yeah. So if you're listening. You'll know that we set up a site for it's JurassicWorld.org/podcast, and that details each episode we've got, obviously only one now, and then this one. We've got the link to the YouTube. We're now on iTunes, which is awesome, so you can check us out on your iPhones, your iPads, your iTunes on a computer. We're on Stitcher, as people asked. I'd never heard of Stitcher, but we're on there now. And we're also host on Jellycast, which is the website that Jurassic Cast use. Damn good site. I think that's just it.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
That covers about everything that we're doing.
Yeah, so yeah, I just really wanted to say thank you for the feedback. And the next episode, we will all have microphones. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, real microphones, not using like laptop recorders or anything like that. And
it was a thing for me. Like, I was so I really didn't want to have bad quality sound, you know, a bad quality podcast. But we kind of were so excited to do the podcast that we kind of jumped at it.
Well, we decided it was gonna be fair game because we knew that people would know this come tomorrow. We were holding off to not spoil people, but we decided basically there's gonna be more coming at them tomorrow, so it's kind of fair game at this point.
Yeah. It was a big thing for me to have good quality sound in a Skype, but like I said, we were just really excited to to get it going. So the next one we will have microphones, and it will sound a lot better than it does now. But I guess at the end of the day, as long as you can hear us, it kind of works.
Yeah, as long as there's not too much bad feedback coming through, like through our microphones or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's just two of us today, and I think we forgot to mention that at the beginning.
Yeah, Cease is not joining us today. He is at work, and we had I don't know, it was kind of we really wanted to just get going today. Yeah, he in fact, he was the one that popped up and said, you guys got to do the podcast.
Yeah, we really wanted to get another one out there. So, yeah.
It's been 10 days, you know. Obviously, they're not going to be incredibly frequent, these podcasts. I mean, every 2 weeks, I would imagine. But we really wanted to get on it today.
Yeah, and then once you get the three of us, you'll get the tangents about how poorly made Jurassic Park 3 is, as well as our discussion about Jurassic World.
Yeah.
This one was more of like kind of a special, just all about Isla Nublar and Jurassic World.
Yeah, it's exciting. I still can't get over how excited I am for this film. I mean, tonight we're watching Lost World with my housemates. My housemate has been saying to me for the past couple of weeks, like, dude, you know, I haven't seen it in a while, Lost World. And I'm like, every time he says it, like, I get so excited. I'm like, yes, man, like, oh, we're doing this.
It's happening.
I'm so hyped up right now, man. I don't know what I'm going to be like next year. Like, the day before the film comes out, I'll probably just, I don't know.
Can we mention that Godzilla is doing really, really well in the box office? Ah. And I think that bodes well for Jurassic World.
It does, because it's a similar thing. The director had obviously, Gareth Edwards, he's a British guy. He's only done one film, which was Monsters, which was great. He did it all himself, including the visual effects.
Which is just crazy.
He got Godzilla, which is incredible. And it's a very similar story to Colin Trevorrow. So, yeah, you're right. It bodes well for Jurassic World because audiences haven't had a Godzilla since 1998. And that was, it's generally known as a bad film. As fun as it is, it's generally known as a bad film. And audiences ran to this, and it's obviously got a lot to do with Bryan Cranston being in it. But
Well, they estimated it to be like, what, a $70 million opening originally for the weekend, and they estimated it to open behind Captain America and Amazing Spider-Man. Its opening day, it beat both Captain America and Amazing Spider-Man's opening days, which that's a really impressive fact, considering it's beat Marvel's franchises. And it's tracking to do close to 100 million, if not more than 100 million, over the weekend, which means it's going to do better weekend numbers than Captain America and Amazing Spider-Man, which is just, it's absolutely unexpected for the movie to track so well.
Yeah, and I'm glad it has, man, because it shows that, you know, even though it's not, like, considered original because it's been done before, it's great that something has come out of the blue after years of being extinct, almost, and it's done so well. It proves that audiences aren't that stupid, you know. They're not just going to go for whatever's popular.
It shows that audiences are willing to accept, like, franchises that have been dead for a little while, or franchises that haven't had a great installment. I mean, if people remember the 1998 Godzilla, they don't remember it fondly. The majority don't remember it fondly.
I mean, so, I watched it for the first time since I was a kid, a couple of days ago, before I watched Godzilla in the cinema, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it opens really well. Matthew Broderick's great. He's funny. It's just cool. It sets it up well, but the animation is just terrible. The Godzilla is just awful.
Godzilla is goofy in that movie, and in the new one. Oh my god!
Oh, it's brilliant in the new one, but same thing in the new one. I laughed when I saw him because he's really fat.
He lumbers in. He reminds me, in the new movie, he reminds me of, like, an old dog who just doesn't want another dog in his territory. You know, like, that's the best way. He just looks, he seems tired. He's a badass when he needs to be, but he also kind of seems lazy. Just kind of just lumbers around. And then when he has to get the business, he gets the business. But beyond that, he just kind of has this aged, just kind of fat Godzilla type of feel. I mean, he doesn't seem fat when he starts dishing out the hurt, but until then, he's I don't know. He's
fat and lazy, it seems. It's so funny.
Well, he looks like a grizzly. He kind of looks like a grizzly bear. He's got the build of a grizzly bear. When grizzlies stand up on their two hind legs, they really look like kind of just the way his thick neck is and his body build. He's got a very grizzly bear-esque look to him.
No, that's true. What did you think of the film? Of
course, I enjoyed it. Talk about a Jurassic Park opening.
Oh, so cool.
So, like, you open up with a helicopter that looks like Engine's helicopter, Hammond's helicopter, flying over mountains that are, like, covered in lush tropical greens. So it looks like Jurassic Park. I swear it's framed like Jurassic Park.
It's a blue helicopter as well. It's like almost the exact helicopter from the first film.
It lands and people hop out of the helicopter and it looks like you're in Montana. It looks like you're at the Amber Mine.
Yeah. But,
like, they're getting out of the helicopter, like the scene where the helicopter lands in Montana's Grand Stig site and there's dust flying everywhere and people are just... It is literally, the beginning of the movie looks like Jurassic Park. And then there's a scene where someone wipes off the window and it's like Malcolm wipes off the window. It makes the exact same sound.
Dude, I was about to say that. I saw that bit and I was like, no, that sounded like they almost got the sound from Jurassic Park.
I'm almost certain they did get the sound from Jurassic Park and put it in. I mean, the director said he's a fan of Jurassic Park. I don't think those were accidental. I think those were definitely purposeful nods towards Jurassic Park.
It's just so funny, man. Like, only true Jurassic Park fans really would pick up on, like, the sound of a window being wiped. Yeah.
My friend and I, while we were there, we just looked at each other. We started cracking up. There were a few scenes that we started cracking up because we loved it. We're like, oh my god, it's Jurassic Park.
It does, man. The first half of the movie was so much better than the second half, I have to say. I don't, like, obviously don't listen now if you want to spoil Godzilla, because we are just going to talk what happens, but...
We're about to go into character spoilers, like death spoilers of the new Godzilla movie, so don't listen past this.
Yeah, do not listen if you haven't seen Godzilla, do not listen past this point, but...
Character deaths.
Bryan Cranston dies, what the hell?
I know!
Ruined it for me. It wasn't
the lead, but...
He was, that's the thing, like, they killed him off, and I'm not annoyed because it's Heisenberg, it's Breaking Bad, no. It's because they set him up in the movie. He was the first person you saw, I believe. He'd been studying it for more than 15 years, and he lost his wife to it.
Narrates the trailers. Yeah, he doesn't even get to see Godzilla. He only gets to see the Muto.
Oh my god, and then when they killed him, me and my friend were like, no. Are you serious? Like, no, like 40 minutes in, he's gone. And then you have to follow his stupid son, who is a twat, and... I don't know. I really like Aaron Johnson, but I really didn't think he acted well in this.
He was miscast. Like, he lacked any sort of charisma in this role. Like, he was very boring to watch. Like, he was just not the right guy for this role. And, like I said, I don't think that he's a bad actor, and I've seen him in other things and I've enjoyed him. In this role, he just, like, he bored me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like his writing wasn't even that bad. Like, you could have had a different actor there that was more interesting to watch, and it would have made their character a lot more interesting. But, like, just him in this role just did not, it didn't work for me. No, the movie wasn't bad, but...
The movie was fantastic. I really loved the movie, but I came out thinking, yeah, that's 10 out of 10, but there's something wrong with it. And I just couldn't figure out what it was. And then I realized it's the fact that they killed the lead. And then the fact that you've got, like, it's a Godzilla film, right? Godzilla comes in, destroys some stuff and leaves. That didn't happen. You had these Muto things, which were kind of cool. They're kind of like Cloverfield-y and weird.
It's like the Pred Alien.
but they were the main thing, and you saw more of them than you did Godzilla, and I was a bit like, come on, man, I want to see Godzilla destroy stuff.
The biggest issue is they had so much build-up for, like, the payoff, and you had so much build-up for the fight between Godzilla and the Mutos, and then the payoff is really good, but it's really short.
And it's cheesy.
It should have been long. Yeah, that final kill is cheesy, but also kind of awesome at the same time. It's kind of what I expect from, like, a kaiju monster film. It has this level of cheesiness. It sort of was like the King Kong versus the Rex fights from Peter Jackson's King Kong.
That's what I thought of when he tries to grab the, you know,
the jaws.
Yeah,
and then he's like, oh fuck it, that's not working. And he just has a whole different strategy there.
It's good. I mean, it's a damn good film, and the visual effects, you cannot fault them. They are near perfect. Everything.
Worst looking scene was the tsunami.
It's still cool though. It was well done. I mean,
yeah, I would say if there was one scene that stood out as not looking as well as the rest of the movie, it was definitely the water rushing through the city. It just didn't look quite as real as everything else. But Godzilla and the monsters and everything like that, they look really cool.
Go on.
The other issue I was going to say is that airport fight, I kind of wish it didn't cut away. I wish we would have seen a bit of a fight at the airport.
Yeah, what the hell? And then you see it on the TV and it actually looks really funny.
All we should have seen, Godzilla and the monster fight. We should have seen Godzilla take a quick little beating, and then Godzilla, like, maybe bite off one of the monster's limbs. Like one of the small ones, and the monster fly away. And then cut away to clips on the news. That way we get a tease of a fight. We do get to see a bit of a fight. We're like, yeah, this is cool. Okay, Godzilla got hurt. Okay, the monster got hurt. And, okay, they're going in different, you know, the monster's flying away. We're going to have to wait for a rematch.
Yeah.
But instead, basically, we're like, hey, look, a fight happened. You don't get to see it. You get to see it in the background happening on bits and pieces of it happening on a TV. But you don't get to see it. And, like, what we should have done is spent 3 minutes watching them fight. That way we kind of really look forward to the rematch towards the end of the movie.
Yeah. No.
That would have really helped with the pacing, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it was fantastic. If you are looking to see a damn good film, go see Godzilla. But the thing is, it's just something isn't quite right. And for me, I think you also have to give benefit of doubt to Gareth Edwards. This is his first huge Hollywood film. And it's a damn good effort. It's a fantastic movie.
I think the biggest issue is just, you know, the lead, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, just isn't that interesting to watch. If he had a little bit more of an interesting character, the downtime would have been all the better.
Yeah. And, I don't know, I really like Aaron Johnson, but for some reason, he sucked in this.
Yeah, he just did not feel like he was playing the right role.
No. And you know what is also sad? The fact that Kick-Ass 2 sucked.
Yeah, that first Kick-Ass I loved, but I didn't really care for the second one.
No, the second was so poor. I mean, there was so much wrong with it. And I was really looking forward to a franchise.
Yeah, I guess that's probably not happening anymore.
I think there was a thing the other day where Aaron Johnson said it's not happening. But
Okay.
Which is sad, because Kick-Ass was it's good source material as well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. On 30th of August 2013, Miller stated that the film is in the pipeline. But there is a more recent interview with Aaron Johnson. He says it's not.
Okay.
Anyway, that we went on a tangent from Jurassic World.
And Godzilla.
And Godzilla. But yeah, I am done, Chris.
Yeah, I think that we covered everything that we can. I'd say the biggest thing to say is that Jurassic World's gonna be a lot of fun. We barely know anything about the movie, except for it's on a new park, and the new park definitely has a kind of Disney's Animal Kingdom meets Jurassic Park type of feel. Beyond that?
Yeah, I mean, you do have to respect the production for hiding everything, because I do want to go in there and have so many surprises. But they're filming in the public's eye in Hawaii with hundreds of extras. Little things like this are bound to get leaked. I mean,
we're going to know these things from the first trailer.
Yeah, exactly that as well. The first trailer, oh my god, dude, I keep thinking, like, how it's going to go. I keep running it through in my head. I'm like, right, how would they start it? And I can tell it's going to be some sort of voiceover from the new John Hammond, you know, just something, you know. Oh, man, I'm getting so excited.
See, I don't know. Are they going to, like, tease it? Are they going to make people realize it's not a new Jurassic movie at first? Are we going to see, like, people walking through a park and everything like that and not realize it? And then we're going to, like, see characters and be like, what's this movie about? And then suddenly you realize it's, like, you suddenly pan up and you see dinosaurs and you're like, wait, what? Yeah. And then you're going to be like, wait, this is a new Jurassic Park movie? What? Like, is that how? I don't know. There's so many different ways that they can build up into the reveal. And, It's gonna be fun.
Ah, dude, I've been waiting 12 years for this, and God, I hope we get something at Comic-Con. Oh my god, we have to get something at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con, I think, is gonna be big for Jurassic World.
If it's not, I really will be like, come on, Universal, what are you doing?
If it's not big at Comic-Con, I don't know, because they really don't. I mean, it's gonna be out before next year's Comic-Con, so.
What shocks me is the fact that there's just nothing on Jurassic World in public.
Even a Jurassic Park website anymore.
No.
We've had a Jurassic Park website for like the past like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
And then last year, last summer, they suddenly redirected the website to the Universal like Blu-ray DVD page.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. JurassicPark.com is just goes to that Blu-ray page. And then you've got JurassicWorld.com. I'm just going to do a quick who owns that domain. JurassicWorld.com. Because I tried to buy it, obviously. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
It's privately registered, so they probably own that.
I'm not sure if they always owned it, but they probably did buy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to note, Christian Nickel pointed this one out. Jurassic World, the Twitter at Jurassic World, used to be just, it's been owned for years, and it was just pictures of dinosaurs and crap like that. But in the past, within the past couple of months, it's been wiped clean and is now just says Jurassic World. So it's, they're probably, they might start using that.
Oh, that would be interesting. Can you transfer, like, one Twitter account to another Twitter account? Like, can they, like, change, you know, like, keep all their followers on the Jurassic Park community account, but change it to, like, Jurassic World or whatever? Like, can they ask Twitter to do that? That way there's no downtime? Okay.
Probably. I would imagine.
That's probably what will happen.
Yeah. I mean, because if you go on at Jurassic Park, they've got the Jurassic World logo on that horrible granite, and that's the official one. It's got 15.4K.
Yeah. It's verified.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd imagine they'll just they'll probably just keep Jurassic Park, to be honest, because they want people to know it's still that franchise. You know?
Well, I mean, once you see the logo, you know it's the franchise.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so hopefully by Comic-Con we'll have some sort of, oh god, like a little teaser trailer. We'll have a new logo. We'll have.
I kind of hope that they do a full panel.
They should, but the thing is, when's Comic-Con? Because they'll be in the middle of filming in New Orleans then. Which obviously they can take a day out. But they will be filming.
Yeah.
When's Comic-Con? July 27th.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not sure. Sorry, I just saw something that really distracted me. What? Never mind, doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of all over the place as well.
Yeah, Comic-Con, it's something, sometime, somewhere. Let me see.
Somebody posted an email with from the Louisiana casting. We now know, I think we did know already, but the filming will take place from July to mid-August. So they will...
Oh, wait, not June anymore.
No.
Because remember, it was supposed to start June 2nd before.
Well, they might still. I don't know how long they're going to be there, but the email that was posted on Jurassic Park Legacy was, it says July to mid-August.
Interesting. Yeah. Although maybe they'll do some more tight shots with just, like, key actors in June. Oh, by the way, Comic-Con in San Diego, July 24th through 27th.
They'll be mid-filming, man. I don't know that... Oh, God, they have to be there. That's not fair if they're not.
I know, because where else would they go?
What else are we going to have, man? They're like, well, Universal is like Rockstar Games with this. You know, like GTA. Like, I love the Grand Theft Auto franchise, but they never give anything.
You know what? Universal doesn't have, like, they haven't really been promoting big franchises for a while. So it's like they're kind of out of the game when it comes to, like, doing fanfare and promotion. So hopefully getting Legendary on board. You know, Legendary did a great job with Godzilla. So maybe Legendary will be like, don't worry, guys. We got this.
Yeah,
We've got this. We know what to do. We've got this. And, like, maybe Legendary will take that part.
Is Jurassic World on Legendary's website? I'm just going to check now.
That's a good question.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. What happened?
Godzilla.
Oh.
Blasted on the website. stop playing stuff without me asking. No.
Let me see this.
It's not on their website.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I've got headphones in, so that definitely didn't come through mine, but my god, that's Godzilla's roar. Oh my god. I don't know, like...
Dude, they've got Crimson Peak on there, which is out after Jurassic World's out.
That's a Legendary movie, like, core and core. Okay. Where Jurassic World is technically a Universal movie and Legendary.
Oh, god, I'm so sorry if you're hearing Godzilla again.
What a good roar, though.
Yeah, it's damn good. It's cool. It's creepy. No, it doesn't look like there's any news on...
I don't think... We'll see. I mean, they're talking about it now, so... Cat's out of the bag on that one.
Yeah, people didn't believe it for a while, but...
I didn't believe it for a while because it didn't really... It was like a rumor, and then, like, different places just threw it in, but I'm still certain that they threw it in because it was just that rumor, and they just, because it, after the rumor, people put it on IMDb, and like,
yeah, that's what happens with IMDb.
Threw it in their news story, and then people are like, oh, it's confirmed. I'm like, I just think, honestly, that the writer looked on IMDb and said, oh, hey, look, Legendary is doing this, and just threw it on. I think that for the longest time, I think when it was on IMDb, it just happened to be that someone was excited, threw it on there. And what do you know, they got it right, but I don't think it was any secret, like, yeah, let's put it there. Let's tell them. Let's tell them on IMDb. No, I think people just got, you know, the rumor hit, and they're, because Legendary said, hey, we're teaming up with Universal, and we'll help co-finance films that we like the script of. And people were like, oh, I wonder if this means Jurassic World. And eventually it did mean Jurassic World, so that's cool.
Now it does. Yeah, cool. I think we're now pretty much officially talking crap, so we should probably...
yeah.
We're just going on tangents, man. We need a CC here to keep us grounded.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What about you, man?
Yeah, and we need our tangent episode. And tangents are fine, but we should have all three of us for the tangents, so...
yeah, all right, let's... yeah, well, thank you very much for listening to the Jurassic World Dog podcast. Yeah, let us know what you think. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you want to hear in the next episode, because we will... All three of us will be back for the next one. Yeah.
Sign all up. Right.
Have a good... Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Good luck, guys, tomorrow.
Yeah, have fun. I'm excited to see what's going to be on there. I'm kind of nervous and apprehensive, but I'm also excited.
It's going to be really interesting. We'll find out tomorrow.
All right.
Cool.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
See you soon.
Yeah, good talking to you.